Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Types of Help. We need help all the time, and we will turn to various ones for help. Sometimes we turn to things for help. I was looking in the scriptures, and I saw that we can get help from man, as Joshua 10:4 said. There was a statement calling for help. Help me that we may smite Gibeon. There is also help that can come from angels. And the Lord sent an angel to help during Daniel's day in Daniel chapter 10. But the angel that was sent to help needed help in overcoming another spiritual being. So an angel needed help in doing what the Lord intended in Daniel 10:3. Also in the book of Jude, when the Lord is the Lord preserved for us, the Lord rebuked thee. And I also saw in the scriptures another account in which the Lord tells us that in Zechariah chapter 3 and verse 2, the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. And then as Jude 9, Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed not about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But I thought of an unusual source of help for the Christian. And I put it this way, help from the devil. Now, I would say, how can that be? Will the devil help the Christian? Oh, he's not going to help the Christian to live a holy, separated life unto the Lord. Indeed not. How can the Christian get help from the devil? In the book of 1 Corinthians, there is the account of a man who is living in such fornication that is not named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians 5, to deliver such an one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. So here is one who needs help in getting rid of sin in his life, help in getting his attitude adjusted and seeing that the Lord hates this sin, that his pride is a stench in the nostrils of God. And so, apparently, the church at Corinth did deliver such a sinful one over unto Satan, and this one did come to a place of repentance. So he did get some help. See, the devil doesn't have any mercy. He doesn't show mercy. He's a murderer. And if he is left alone with a Christian, he will destroy that Christian's life. Now, sometimes when we have a stubborn attitude, a rebellious heart, and we are determined to go our way, to do things as we desire that they shall be done, caring not for anyone else, refusing counsel, grieving the heart of God, rebelling against the Holy Spirit, the Lord can let the devil help us with that problem. But you know something? When you get that kind of help, there's going to be much that is going to be missing when the help is over. The devil is a murderer, and the wages of sin is death. So something dies. Something is taken away when you get help from this wicked one. I thought of this also as a pastor. I haven't put it together yet, but the pastor has a lot of help on his hand. The world can help the pastor, because when a person lives for self in the world will buffet you about, batter you, tear you apart, till you get tired of sin. It'll offer you no hope and help, no comfort. The flesh will help, because the flesh is wicked and vile, and it'll make you sick, sin sick, sick of yourself. And of course, as I mentioned, the devil can help, in that he will make you to see that you made the wrong choice of going away from the Lord. You chose the wrong step. You can be helped to see how things are to be by this kind of help. You don't want that kind of help. I pray that we will listen to the help that is from above, the very gentle, tender leading of the Holy Spirit of God that will help us on to God. See, when you go away from the Lord loves you so much, he'll let the elements of a far country have you to help you to see clearly that he might direct you back home again. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.